Are you sick and tired and lost, wandering through the internet wilderness, looking and searching for a real way to make money from anywhere? You've probably been bitten and drained of your time, money, and resources, only to get trapped in the next new shiny object syndrome. Well, some girlfriends have found a way out of the wilderness and into partnering with a well-established billion-dollar company that allows them the flexibility of growing an extra paycheck per month or even a six-figure business. Most savvy girlfriends would get curious and a little bit excited. Hey, if this is you and you want to know more, go to ProfitEnjoy.com. You may find a home in ProfitEnjoy.com, or you can decide not to go and continue roaming in that internet wilderness.
I was a gay, gay girl.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
We're going on week two of our cults running through the family, or week three?
I think it's four. It's week three.
Yeah.
And I now have it.
Yeah.
I have a voice, though, thank God.
You do. And I should have brought cough drops in here, but I didn't. I forgot to do that. That's okay. Because the one thing that you always tell me is how annoyed you are when you hear my, sucking on cough drops. You're like, what? Stop.
I am annoyed because when we are using our landline and having a phone call with people, for whatever reason, I can hear literally every sound you make.
Yes.
Whether it's sucking on a cough drop or rattling paper. I sometimes wonder what the hell you're doing
in
the office.
It's like we're so in tune. Like, you know exactly what I'm doing at any given moment. We're just so in tune.
I wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell the audience that it's that time of year again. And that means that we officially opened up the cabin this weekend. And it's pretty funny because we took pictures of us on the lake and everything. But we're calling it our Lodge Cottage Cabin.
Of course.
But what it is, it's a little park model in Jellystone.
I
don't know why we can't call it our opening up the cabin.
I think we can. It's definitely a park model.
And Jellystone is definitely a campground.
Right.
But it was, I thought it was so poignant because Daddy and I happened to be there the day they put Yogi to sleep.
Yes.
Because he goes into hibernation.
Yeah, that's better, hibernation than putting him to sleep.
it's a ceremony.
You've had a nice life, Yogi. Yeah. It's okay.
He had a hard summer.
It's okay to let go. Go to the light.
We tell him that. So he goes to his cave in October, the end of October. Uh-huh. And we say, it's a ceremony. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And we all say goodbye. And Dad and I just happened to be there last weekend. And Yogi came out of his cave. And I'm actually sorry about that. It was Easter weekend. And it was very special because Yogi came out of the cave. And, of course, Jesus comes out of the tomb.
Right.
And it was just like too poignant. It was almost like, wait, what? My mind is blown.
Yeah.
You know, Yogi, you know, coming out of hibernation, Jesus rising up from his tomb.
Right.
It was all too much.
Right.
But now we're officially opening up the cabin, and to our dismay, it was a hard winter.
Everyone says it's
long,
a hard winter.
Long, hard
it's a
winter.
Long, hard winter. You know, I also want to talk about today, too, celebrating mothers a little bit, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
And,
No, I'm not okay with celebrating mothers. God damn it. I hate mothers. What the hell? Who would want to be a mother?
Exactly. This is our cool. When you first start off, like, it's that time of year again. I'm like, yeah, Mother's Day. That comes around once a year to celebrate. I celebrate my love for you.
We broke out in that song the other day.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know why.
No, and now I know why.
But Mother's Day. But you know what? Dad and I were watching Wine Country on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And they break out in that song.
Oh, is that the reason why?
No.
Oh.
Why would that be? We hadn't seen that movie.
Oh, I don't know. You're
right. But you and I are just like, oh my God, we started singing that song together. Oh
my God. I love it. Okay. And you also had this other song going on with your mind. I can't get rid of the Bangles is the name of the group. And you go,
it's Walk Like an Egyptian.
No, it's the other one. I know. It wasn't. It's like a...
Oh, my God. What was it? It wouldn't leave me alone that day.
No, I know. It's in my head. I can't think it.
Alexa, give me a song by the Bangles.
We'll see what happens. No, we can't.
Songs by the Bangles.
We're not allowed to. Music. We're not allowed to.
Remember?
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it.
This is it?
Close.
This is it.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop. Yeah, we got in trouble the other day.
Yeah, so I might have to bleep this part out.
I don't know, but Amazon officially wrote in and said, Life with the Girlfriends, listen, you cannot talk about Alexa.
That's right. But now we're talking about you. We are officially rebels without a cause.
Yeah.
And we're talking about you.
Do we don't have a cause, do we?
Is there without a clue? Is there without a clue or without a cause?
I think both would fit.
Fit today.
Yeah, today
exactly.
It would fit.
So tell me how you feel about, this is our second year of owning the cabin, Lodge Cottage Cabin.
Lodge Cottage Cabin.
During the season. We bought it.
At
the end of a season. So tell me what you think about it. Because I can't gauge you.
No, well, the first season, it was exciting.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Uh-huh.
And to this season, when we went to look at it, it just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because it was a hard winter. And, you know, whatever that Midwest mold is that grows on siding.
Yeah.
That came on the back.
Yeah.
And hopefully that can be washed.
It can be power washed,
but, you know, you want your Lodge Cottage Cabin to go there and you want to sit on your ass and you just want to look out the window and you want to just, like, my God, I love being here.
People watching. Yeah. It's so meditative.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but now I just like, okay, because our Lodge Cottage Cabin is on the, we're river rats because we're on the right and back of ours is the Green River.
Yeah.
And yesterday it was moving slow.
Yeah.
It was moving so slow. I could see all the crap in it. I could see all the crap from the winter. And then we have this picnic table that's right on the hill looking over the river, and I could see that it's falling apart, that it needs to have some major surgery.
Yeah.
And at one point I said to you, do you think that we could pay somebody just to haul it away?
I'm like, yeah, you could pay somebody to do anything, really.
Yeah. So what does that mean when you stop enjoying something and just see the work involved in it?
I wonder, because they call it in relationship is that new relationship
energy.
NRE.
When you first get your first guy and you're like, oh, he's
my
so
God,
wonderful.
I'm in love. He's so great.
I can't believe he doesn't make any mistakes at all.
No.
He just understands me. He gets me.
Understands.
And then that next year, like, I don't even know what I saw in
him. Yeah, it's like, let's go to the movies. I got nothing else going on.
Sure.
Let's just do this.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, let's have pizza. Why
That's
not?
That's kind of where we're at with the Lodge Cottage Cabin.
The bloom is off the rose.
Yeah.
And now, because also you've fallen in love, you have NRE, New Relationship Energy, with your old home now.
Yes, I do.
Because you were really in this idea of like, I want to build.
Yes.
I want to sell my home and build.
Right.
And you're like, I guess I could put a little energy into my old home. And all of a sudden, you're going,
something shifted in my
brain. I love my old house. I love
something
my house.
Something shifted in my brain.
Yeah, and I think because...
I don't know what it was.
Well, first off, when you built this house, you fell in love with it.
Right.
Everything, you put your heart and soul in everything, even including the tree placement, because...
I didn't, but let me tell you this, though. When I built this home 20 years ago, I built it for someone else.
Yeah, you did.
I built it for the next person that would fall in love with it. So I put in everything that maybe I might not have done because I might have wanted to cut corners.
Right, you would have saved some money here and there.
Right.
Instead, you did upgrades.
Yes.
And you go, the next person's going to love this feature about the house.
When I sell this house, it's going to be in the market 24 hours.
And be sold. And it's so funny because in the building of this house, of course, we had obstacles. There is nothing but obstacles. I was listening to I was debating about getting a book on Audible, and it was Brené Brown's leadership book, Learn to Lead, or something about leading. And you get a 5-minute excerpt. And in there, it talks about, you must be vulnerable enough or to realize that when you take a risk, you don't think to yourself, oh, I might fail. No, you will fail. There is nothing but failure when you take a risk.
All along the way. That's true.
There's nothing but hassles and failures mm-hmm. all along the way.
That's true.
So you're going, oh, yeah, I'm in the game. Yeah. And
this is what it feels like. Obstacle after obstacle.
Yeah. And we had a builder that we had in mind who built a version of this house. Mm-hmm. Not the exact, because you really plussed it in many ways.
This, are you talking about the builder that built it? Yeah, exactly. I took the basic floor plans and took it to an architect, and he did plussed an addition it. And a couple of additions. And
well, and one thing you did correctly was mm-hmm. in all of his drawings, the original builder, mm-hmm. You entered from the side. You have this beautiful front porch with a beautiful front door in the middle of the front porch,
right.
But you don't enter that way.
No.
You enter from the side,
right.
And you're like, and in the drawings, the architectural drawings, we have these two beautiful pin oaks.
Right.
That just literally the house could only fit with a front door in between these two pin oaks.
Right. That scene.
You would need to walk in the middle of the house.
We should actually take a picture of that and put it on Instagram.
I think we will. So Christy Marie and Julie. That's our handle. Christy Marie and Julie, all one word.
Can go
CH.
I'll do it today.
Yeah.
They were just babies when we.
Yeah. Now they're real.
Now they're massive.
Now we've had to trim them a little bit.
There are a male and a female pin oak.
You tell me that, and I believe you.
A tree man told me that.
Yeah, and so I'm not really sure how that all works out. Well,
he was trying to tell me that, like, when he was trying to sleep with me.
Oh, got it.
He was like, see the pin oaks? One's male, one's female. Yeah. Just like me and you.
Yeah, do you see that that other pin oak over there? He's also a male. He's actually the female's husband, but he's out there doing other stuff. He's not even around.
That pin oak sometimes drives a truck.
Yeah,
long hours.
Exactly. You know, he's not around. So, you know, these two pin oaks here, the male and female, can party all night long.
Yeah. Sometimes that female pin oak gets lonely.
Long nights. Long, lonely
and
nights.
Cold.
But, you know, our builder chose to ignore the new floor plans.
Right.
Ignore the picture that we gave him. This is a new house. This is what it looked like. And he decided to put literally a concrete beam right in front of our front door.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said, I could live with anything. I did. I lived with you. I'm living with everything, but I cannot live with a pole right in front of my front door.
Right.
And I think he called you anal retentive.
He got so mad.
He got so mad.
I never worked with someone so anal retentive in my life.
But not having a front. But I don't want. And he just like.
And he walked off the job.
Yeah.
He walked off the job.
And then father.
And so some guy was driving down our street with a tractor.
Yeah.
And I pulled him over and I said, can you pull this?
These concrete beams.
I got sure. I had
done.
$20 and they were done.
Done. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Next.
And then.
And he did come back.
2 weeks later, he apologized.
He apologized. I'm sorry. And 2 weeks later, he came back. He framed it in. We still had to find other contractors to do the main part, which is fine. But what was lovely is that I think if he just would have told us the truth that he was under a time frame and he needed to start his foundation on his new home, I don't know what the whole dealio was, but I realized why he had to work alone. He was a guy who never
had to work alone.
He had to work alone.
Yeah.
And then I realized why. He also had to build homes for spec. Mm-hmm. Like, I will build it and then I'll sell it. I'm not going to build it for anybody. You know, mm-hmm. This was kind of like an easy way for him mm-hmm. to like, oh, we got a builder, a buyer already for this house, mm-hmm. but you'll build it for us.
Right.
With our touches to it
exactly.
and so forth.
Exactly.
But what you face is that all these dreams that we have that are kind of big, they come with obstacles. You know, mm-hmm. This week has been kind of fun. We've been deciding to branch out in our investment portfolio mm-hmm. and buy individual stocks, right? Mm-hmm. And we had done that before in the past. We were day traders for like a day and a half because
that's why they call it day traders.
Yeah.
Because we were so absolutely anxious and horribly.
There were not enough Tums in Ogle County to take care of the heartburn that we were experiencing in that one day.
From like 7 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. I can't stand this.
The up, down. My God. But here's the thing. Here's the dealio. I mean, like, bought some. I looked back at it and it was down. Then it was up. Then it was down. And I'm just like, this is for the long haul. And it's not a lot, you know, we'll get through this. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. Up until the moment that I bought, mm-hmm. there was a ton of excitement. Once I bought.
Once you click.
And you have no more control except to sell. You're like, oh, okay, now I was like, what you gotta do. I have no more control. I just hope that I'm hoping that I'm in alignment with good stock choices. That's what I'm hoping. Mm. Yeah, and we'll see.
Yeah.
So can I tell, I really want to tell some mother stories today, celebrating Mother's Day. But I've got two things I want to share real quick with you. I was at, you know how I love being my Aldi store. Mm-hmm. I love Aldi's. And I love it even more knowing that Trader Joe's is a parent. One of them is a parent company. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Trader Joe's is a cooler store than Aldi, but, you know, I just, mm-hmm. it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So you share carts. You go and you put your quarter in for your cart, and supposedly this saves you so much money in the long run.
You also share a lot of germs.
100%.
And I always think that's where you pick up.
It could be.
You pick up these clothes.
Is that why you say, here, go in with this bag, only buy this bag's worth?
Yeah.
So therefore, you never touch a cart. Is that why you did that?
I always do that.
Okay. All right. I mean, soon enough, I'll be carrying like 12 different bags.
Oh, no. Sorry. But I should just hand you the wet wipes. To go in.
Exactly. But here is, I'm getting a little stuffy if you can tell, apologize. But so I'm going to get a cart. This guy, mid-30s, kind of cool looking. I would think attractive, but lumberjack attractive, right? And I go, here's a quarter. I'll take your cart. He goes, oh, ma'am, you do not want this cart. I'm like, I don't want this card. Hmm. And my first thought was, the way he said it?
It's got total like germs on it.
Sorry, guys. My first thought was, did you fart or something? Was that did you fart in the cart?
No, you did not think
that's
that.
That's my thought.
How would he fart in the cart?
I don't know, or fart near the cart. Because the way he said it, oh, no, no. Like, it would be something like a guy would say, oh, no, you don't want to use that bathroom, ma'am.
Let it wait for a little bit.
Here's a match.
Yeah.
Here's a match for his man.
You don't want this cart.
Let the bathroom air out. Yeah. That's the way he said it. Like, oh, ma'am, you don't want to use this cart.
Whoa.
I'm like, well, tell me more.
Now you're curious.
I want to know the story. Yeah. What's wrong with this cart?
Is it a wheel?
Yeah.
It's the wheel, right?
And my feeling was, he didn't say. He goes, oh, no, don't worry about it. You just don't want this cart.
Just didn't want your quarter.
Maybe that was it. My quarter wasn't good enough for him.
Yeah.
And so he blamed the cart.
Yeah.
I still think he fired on the cart.
Whoa. I have a cart story then.
Oh, do you?
You were at Aldi. I was at Dollar General. And I was just waiting for Dad to come. He wanted to run in for something. And I was waiting for Dad to come out. And I see this little employee that I've never seen at the store. Because I kind of know all the Dollar General employees, you know. But he's a new one. He's got his little Dollar General badge. He's probably like mid-30s, maybe even younger, probably about 5'8", thin.
Okay.
And he's got a headband under his Dollar General hat.
Okay, I like it so far.
Like a head,
fashion.
Like a... He comes out, and he's like, he relights a cigarette. So I see that he's done it. So he just relights it, and he takes two puffs.
Uh-huh.
So and just like really long ciggy puffs, you know.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking he's not, you know, because when they take their breaks, they can go to the side of the building and they can take us.
So he's not even 10 feet away from the front door.
Oh, he's about 15 feet.
Okay, just at that limit of where you can live.
But so he takes two big swigs, you know, and then he puts the cigarette out in his hand.
Ooh.
So he's saving it. You know,
yeah.
He squeezes it. And then he goes like, he coughs up this huge oogie, you know? And he turns his head to the right and he does it in a cart.
Oh, crap.
There's like a whole line of carts.
Oh,
and
God.
I have no idea which one got it, but it was one of the first ones.
Oh, jeez.
And he coughed this huge oogie right into the cart. I don't think he saw me. Because there was nobody else around.
No.
And then he quickly walked back into the store. So I'm saying, I guess nobody could fault him that was a cigarette break.
Yeah.
But he went out and took two swigs, like whatever that, you know, two big puffs, and then went back to work. But this huge, huge oogie, or whatever you want to call that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Right into a cart.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think I think oogies in the cart is a lot worse than farts in the cart.
Yes, because at least farts dissipate. Oogies just dry up, and then it's just crusty oogie, and then you're just like,
I'm waiting for like, oh, ma'am, you do not want that cart.
No, ma'am.
I'm thinking you don't want any cart.
You don't want that cart.
Yeah.
Why not? I would have liked it if they would have said, that cart is haunted.
Yeah.
That's
the haunted
cart. That's the haunted cart.
Yeah.
And then would you take it? I would take it.
I'd be curious.
I'd be like, oh, that cart's mine.
Yeah.
It's a haunted cart?
Yeah. Give me my Instagram account.
Yeah.
I need to
post on this. I need to talk to somebody about this. See what this is all about. Hashtag haunted Walmart cart. I'm sure that's a popular hashtag out there.
Is it really? Oh.
I don't know. You know, I had a flashback. I know this is Mother's Day, and I want to share Mother's Day stories, but I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about how cheap is your dad, you know, or your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you guys are cheap, but I had a memory of what dad did one year that would be considered pretty cheap and maybe hillbilly, maybe white trash. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We were young.
Kind of like when you wore the Kentucky tuxedo, which is just a denim pants and a denim jacket.
Oh, yeah. That, kind of like that. Was that for your wedding day?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
We got married in Kentucky.
Yep, you did.
Yeah. He wore his hillbilly tuxedo.
And what it was...
For all you hillbillies out there, I just want you to know, we consider ourselves...
Yeah, you can make fun of yourself. We're making fun of ourselves.
We consider ourselves hillbillies.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Doubling down on it.
Yeah, we're doubling down on it.
We've got more golf carts than we have cars.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, I was thinking this time, and I hope it's a true memory. It could be a false memory. You know, the memory is this, of dad coming home from work one day and with bushes in the backseat of his car or his trunk, bushes.
You are 100% right.
And I go, Daddy, where'd you get... You know, we were landscaping at the time, our new home. Not this house, but a different house.
Yeah.
I go, where'd you get these bushes from?
Yeah.
Because they weren't in pots. They were just like literally...
Just roots.
Roots. Yeah. And he goes, forest preserve? I go, I don't know if that's legal. He goes, well, it's my... Then he pulled a tax card out, which I love. My taxes paid for those bushes. Those bushes are mine. Like, really? Your tax dollar went for those bushes. Okay. I go.
I remember the next time he went to get another batch of those, there was a sign. It said,
no.
Yeah, it said, please do, you know, the forest preserve is not your whatever. Please
not
do
your not, own personal nursery, sir.
Please do not dig up these plants.
Well,
luckily, though, we had done a lot of landscaping before that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, was dad only taking from one area? Or
he was taking literally from any place he could that year.
Okay.
Any place he could, because what we were doing is, it wasn't that we were building. We had already been there, but people were building next to us. And what they did is the first thing they did was clear down our bushes that kept us between each other, which we loved. So dad had to put new bushes in on our side that they couldn't chop down.
Yeah. Like, screw you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was his...
His devilish.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
and
that.
Instead of actually going out and spending $20-$30 on a bush, maybe $100, he decided to just, you know.
He liked the fact that they were kind of fully grown.
I think he liked that part. I think he liked it. Like, oh, these are good to go.
These are already a barrier.
Did he? Now, knowing my father, there are parts of him that really loves being the rebel.
Yes.
Like, he loves wearing pajamas to work.
Right.
Under his jeans and no one knowing. Like, right. Oh, you guys don't know. When I get home at night, I'm just dropping my pants.
That's right.
And I have my pajamas already on. Good to go.
He just loves talking to people thinking that he has his pajamas on underneath this.
I'm trying to think. It'd be like me, like, talking to somebody going, I don't know. I'm not wearing any underwear.
I have a thong on.
Yeah, I have a thong on. I was going to say I have a strap on, but that's not it. That was my first original line. I did not come across right, so I had to let it go. Didn't work. Didn't work too well. So were there any times when you thought your parents were cheap, looking back, like overly, like this is the cross they...
Oh, yeah. I don't think my parents were cheap, but they were cruel.
I always remember when
it was time to go to the dentist, like, I'll be damned. I don't understand you children. What's wrong with you having a cavity? You know what? You do not get Novocaine. You will know what it really feels like. And then you will not have cavities anymore. Okay. Like, okay, Daddy, Mom.
See, back in the day, dentists were really masochists.
Yes.
Or sadists. They were sadists, right?
They were sadists.
They were sadists. I mean, that was the thing.
Yeah.
And then somehow when
they got fatherly.
They got, and then, yeah, and then because they could use gas and they could use Novocaine.
They still wanted to gas you.
They wanted to gas you. Yeah, exactly. They still want to take your wallet. I'm going to take your wallet.
Put you under with the gas and then grab your wallet.
Grab his wallet.
Greg's exactly. going to be laughing right now.
Yeah, that's an inside joke because that was when Gregory was put out. He says he really specifically remembers the dentist saying, grab his wallet.
To the receptionist or to the
hygienist. Yeah. And so, but it could have been just something really, really innocent. Like, oh, his wallet was falling out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, grab his wallet.
It's going to fall out and it's going to be a big mess. He's like, ah.
See, I think that's why when your parents and you really don't have any money, you don't care who grabs your wallet.
Yeah, grab it.
Yeah. How many times have dad lost his wallet?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe on the road, Doug. Even.
Yeah.
Oh, he's lost his wallet.
Come on. I think because men don't have purses. Mm-hmm. Like, women have purses. And, like, I have a strap-on purse. That's what I meant by strap-on, people.
All right.
It's a big old, you know, it's a shoulder bag.
Okay. You know. We generally don't call those strap-ons, but
strap it on. So I never lose it, you know. But I realize that I'm carrying way too much personal information in my wallet because I'm still thinking that I'm traveling, you know, cross country lines. Uh-huh. So I've got my passport with me.
Oh God!
And I don't know if I should keep that with me.
You should not.
I just, in case, I feel like there might be a need. Like, what if? Oh my God! Last night I drove to something miraculous happened, and I had this 2 or 3 seconds of pure excitement that turned into doom, that turned into what if, and then it was over, and I was okay. So I'm driving. It's a beautiful night. Coming back from Madison, and I'm near the Madison's airport.
What time is it?
12 a.m. And it looks like the end trail of a big firecracker. But it's not. It's coming straight down. And it's big. And it's breaking up. And it's getting closer and closer. And I'm like, and at some point, I'm like, oh my God, look, a huge shooting star, a huge meteor. I'm like, gosh. And they're like, holy cow, it's getting really, really close. Oh my God, what if this is one of the ones that hits?
Yeah.
And what do I do? What do I do? And, you know, I grab my phone to record, and by the time I hit my code to unlock it and get the camera out, it was done. And disaster did not ensue. It was okay.
So you didn't have to get a photo of it.
No, I wish I would have. But for that 2 seconds, 2 or 3 seconds, I had gone through many
emotions. Yeah.
Of excitement, exhilaration,
and then
adrenaline,
doom.
Like, wait, it's hanging on a little too long.
Is it going to be the end of the world?
Is this going to come? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I'm literally not protected here, because sometimes I do think I have envisioned, like, if I see this, you know, if I see a meteor strike to the right, and there's a culvert to my left, I can go into the culvert because maybe I will avoid the initial blast,
right?
and survive the blast.
Right.
And then what's left is, you know, nothing and desolate, but maybe I would survive the blast. Mm-hmm. But that would require me driving into the ditch. But what if it didn't actually happen?
Could you survive driving into the ditch in an 18-wheeler?
No, of course not. And so then, you know, but I thought it was interesting because then I just felt alive after that for a while. Like all my adrenaline pumping through my body. And I'm like, yes.
I had a similar experience. Wasn't that grand, but Dad and I were driving down the road. And we saw this amazing-looking cow squeeze his head through the fence really, really far and eating the grass.
Aww.
And I went, oh, my God. Could anybody – and I turn around. We got to get a picture of this for my Instagram.
Right.
Because it's like, need I say more?
No.
I mean, you know, or should I say, enough said?
Right, enough said.
Yeah, it's like every adage, all in one thing, you know.
Yeah.
And like, by the time we got there and we found our damn phone, he had already taken his head, neck back, and he was
so a couple of different memes could work. One would be, grass is always green on the other side.
Yeah,
I like that one.
That's the meme.
Oh, I like it a lot. Yeah. Grass is always green on the other side.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, your dreams are always beyond the obstacle.
Right.
What you want is always beyond the obstacle.
Is what you want is beyond the fence.
Is beyond the fence.
Yeah. Or you can't always get what you want.
Yeah. But you always get what you need.
What other ones could it be?
Those are the best ones, though. I like yours the best, though. I like yours the best. Grass is always green on the air
side.
But
wouldn't it have been beautiful on my Instagram?
It would have been beautiful.
People would have gone like this, oh, please follow her.
Yeah,
exactly. Follow her.
Follow her. Kristen, Marie, and Julie.
That was poignant.
It was poignant.
You know, look at
beautiful.
How could she was just driving down the road and caught this cow sticking his neck as far as he could. And
stick your neck out.
Oh, sticking your neck out.
Yeah.
Don't stick your neck out.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another meme.
Yeah, I know.
Last night I asked Alexa to define meme.
And what did she say?
She says the same thing every time, and I still don't get it.
She said she saw Eid's performer as the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Really? No, but you're going to get me in trouble again.
Yeah, no, it's
Amazon's
okay.
Amazon's listening to us.
Yes, exactly.
And like doing whatever they have to do and then making us like whatever they're doing to us.
Well, I think that... That
like,
you can,
let him try and sue us.
Yeah. I think if you ask, I will have to look, try. I don't want to say it without knowing for sure.
Yeah.
But next week, we will know how you can go to your Alexa and call us. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. And call us.
And call us if you like. That'd
Sorry.
Be great.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, of course you didn't. That's
you
cool.
Know, she doesn't get half the shit.
I know. Exactly.
I'm getting depressed with her.
Are you? Yeah. Are you?
She just shut down.
She knows.
Shut down.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I
hear
your feelings.
Yeah, I hear your feelings. Oh, you're so horrible, Mama.
I like it, too, when she asks me for my feedback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like she really cares.
Yeah. Well, I love it how the programmers programmed this AI to be in more, get to build into intuition into it. Mm-hmm. And so you get the appearance that, is she thinking? Is she not thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we really constitute thinking?
Really? She's not thinking. She's just getting to know me.
Yeah.
You know, she just
well,
knows
even that,
what I
think that, even that thought is a little bit more
AI-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting to know
me. You know,
me.
Speaking of, I know you want to go through mother stories, but I have one thing that happened to me this week.
Tell me.
In an email that I've never
had
before.
Oh, God, you got it. Okay, tell me.
You know this story, but I thought I'd tell you
this. No, I think I know it. I'm not 100% sure, but
this is the one where I get an email, and it says, security breached, in all caps and exclamation points.
Okay.
And so I go, oh, my God. I'm so naive. I go, oh, my God, security breach. What does this mean?
Right.
So I open it up.
Right.
And it's in kind of small print.
Right.
But here's what it said. It said, you know, you were on your computer one day and you had entered this porn site. And I was looking and I had a double screen and I captured all the porn that you were looking at. And I, okay, I went to that site. I captured all of that. And I think that you know what I mean. And there was a lot of stuff in parentheses.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying, don't you?
You get what I see.
And you know, do you want your family to know that you went on and it said these kind of sites and in parentheses it said porno and that kind of thing. And my first thought was, well, this is a lie because I have never used porn or gone to porno on this computer.
Okay. Here's a most valid point. On this computer.
Because we know that I had that episode
two Christmas ago. Yeah.
Was that two?
New Year's ago.
New Year's ago. Wow.
Yeah.
I had an episode where Dad and I were trying.
I was gone.
Yeah.
And so we were couldn't
trying
stop
to
you.
Do porno.
Yeah.
On this one computer.
Because you had heard that you porn or something.
Free. Yeah.
Well, and you also heard, like, it's just, like, wild ride. Like, oh, my God, whatever you want.
But also, it was free.
It was free.
I always thought that you had to pay a lot of money to see porn. But,
right.
And my, I won't mention his name, but someone that I gave birth to said it was free.
Right.
And, like, if you went to here. And so, Dad and I did. And within about 20 minutes, stuff started happening that it went out of control. Just porn this, porn that, all these pictures, and it was
pop
like
it ad, pop it, pop
just
up
crazy,
ad.
Crazy, crazy, and I couldn't stop it. And
then 25 minutes later, I get a phone call at my, New Year's Eve party, and I go, oh, perfect timing. I'm in the bathroom right now. Go in the bathroom. They're all waiting for me outside. We're gonna go to a different house.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm crying.
And I'm like, what's going on? Well, we went on this porn site. I'm like, oh God, and. The computer crashed. I'm like, oh my God. I go, what do I do? I go, try to turn it off and turn it back on. If it doesn't work, I can't solve it from here.
Yeah.
And of course, the next day, I couldn't solve it. And so I had to call up our tech guys. And
you pretended you were me.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not.
Oh.
I just said, listen, this is going to be kind of embarrassing. There's nothing I can do about this. But my parents were left alone in the house, and they chose to go on porn.
You did not say that.
I did say that, and they can't get it off, and I can't get it off, and so I'm so embarrassed as it is, but there's nothing I can do, and it was a gentleman. He goes, enough said, ma'am.
And could he read our computer?
Yes, because he had to get on it.
One of the reasons that we went out of control, it was into homosexual porn.
Yes.
Not even lesbian porn, but homosexual porn.
Right. And I think it was also just very odd, different lights of, there's a
gay lifestyle porn and not the happy lifestyles, like different lifestyles where like the men had tattoos on their arms.
Yes.
And like,
Mom, I don't want to talk about that.
All right. You don't want to talk about that one. That's
because I'm guessing that was like
I won't say about that.
Cause it was like a ruler.
Yeah. Don't say
to see how far something.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Don't go
got
there.
I agree.
And so, but then you said though that the gentleman told you to tell your parents about the history thing, or no?
Oh yeah, first of all, tell them to clear their history, their browser.
Clear our browser.
And I said, I'm not going to tell them that. Otherwise, I go, I'll never really do. I got to have some way to govern this and to watch over this stuff. I'm not going to tell them to clear their browser, to clear their history. Only I get to do that.
So we just threw that computer away.
Well,
I thought it was so funny because that day we went to the recycling center and there was all these teenage kids.
Yeah.
And we got rid of some TVs and then I got rid of that computer
because
I never really went, got good again.
No.
So I just went, and that remember that one it boy?
Was, you, it was, you bought this computer specifically on a Black Friday Dell thing, like for 12 hours.
Yeah,
buy this computer for like $200. You're like, well, why not?
Yeah, it was $199.
Yeah, $199.
Yeah,
and it was worth like $99.
It was painful.
It was so bad.
That computer hurt.
Yeah, it did.
It actually
it weighed like 12 pounds.
It had sharp edges.
Yeah,
and it got so hot. That fan was hot.
Yeah, you're like, it literally hurt.
It hurt.
Exactly.
And so it was so cute though, because we were getting rid of all these like TVs and stuff at the recycling, and this one little teenage boy goes, does any of this stuff work?
Like,
It all works. And then he's carrying my computer away. I'm like, he's going to go, I hit the jackpot.
He probably will think he did. He's like, what? Well, it's so funny because twice in my life, I've had to call tech support on embarrassing things. Like when we had this big satellite dish and we lost all programming because we just, you know, you had to pay with a credit card. Or this is years and years and years ago. And so I'm like, oh, I have no channels. And I was living with Gregory at the time. And so I call up, get my credit card out, and I signed to update my programming. It's those big, remember the big satellites?
The huge satellites. Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, he goes, oh, but, and I go, oh, no, I go, he goes, well, I see here you have, and it was like triple X channel and this channel. I'm like going, he goes, I don't see you have anything else but those. I'm like, oh my God. I go, they're not mine. They're my brother's. But still, you just, you, this guy cannot.
Did you end up paying for them?
Yeah. I ended up, well, no, they were, because those came out monthly. They, you know, those porn sites know how to run a business. I'm telling you, they're not leaving any money on the table.
That's right.
You know, so, but the other, you know, ABC, I had to pay yearly or something like that. And it was just, ended up being time to pay again. Mm-hmm. But it was so embarrassing. I'm like, well, it's not really mine. It's my brother's. You know, it's not me doing it.
You can't own it. But let me tell you, just go back real quickly to this email.
Yeah, so, please do.
So it, at the end of the paragraph, it says, I'm sure that you do not want your family to know that you were on this, and I have, you know, I have proof that you were. And he said, here's the thing. I think $1,000 is fair enough. He's actually telling me this.
Yeah.
To stop this. And I will.
He's blackmailing you.
He's blackmailing me. And then he goes at the very end, he goes, and I want it in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I do not want it in cash. I need it in Bitcoin, which I have. And he goes, if you do not know how to transfer $1,000 into Bitcoin, go here. And he actually gives me a link to transfer $1,000 into Bitcoin to give to him.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I have somehow pixeled this thing so I know if you've opened up this email and read it. So then I will know then that once you read this email, then the clock countdown starts, and I will get, if I don't have 24 hours in which to get my $1,000 in Bitcoin, this will, you will be paying the price. I'm like, I don't, first of all, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
If my whatever.
Yeah.
But I knew that this computer literally has no porn on it.
Yeah, but
so that's that was first of all a big lie. Play lie.
Also, yeah. He wasn't threatening to downgrade your computer or shut your computer down.
No.
He was just threatening to go public.
Yeah.
And I'm like let them.
Like
oh, please.
Or, on my Facebook or my Instagram.
Please. Do whatever you have to do.
Let them think that I'm that cool.
Yeah, exactly. That I know how to get to these porn sites.
I know how to get to porn.
I go, please, and, let them try.
I know how to do porn. I wish I did know how.
Yeah. You know, make my life more interesting. I'd be judging everybody right and left.
So that was my story. So now you can go ahead and talk of Mother's Day if you
want.
That
story is a Mother's
Happy
Day story.
Mother's Day to me.
No, but it's so interesting because here it is. You've heard about that, those ransom schemes.
Yeah.
And how, and I didn't take this one too seriously because it said it would go public.
Right.
And I'm like, and not like, oh, shut your computer down. Yeah. It'll go public.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, screw that. You know what? Go public.
I was like, let him think I'm that cool.
And I think to myself, if this guy's pulling in six figures doing this shit, mm-hmm. I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like super duper.
He would need 100 people that he would have to blackmail.
For $1,000.
A year. For $1,000.
I mean, like, let's say he was able to get out a million emails.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
You know, I don't know. Oh, I mean, Bitcoin is.
Is it cheaper than $1,000?
No.
Is it more?
I don't know. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like $1,000 in Bitcoin.
Right.
I don't know. It might be actually only $100 in real money.
Oh.
I don't really know, though. But I got the impression he wanted $1,000 in real money transferred into Bitcoin.
Yes.
Which might be like $10,000. I really don't know.
Yeah, in his world.
Yeah. And it was interesting that he picked $1,000. Because if you were really that kind of person, because mm-hmm. you're thinking, I got to hit somebody who feels guilt, mm-hmm. shame about something. Mm-hmm. And then they might go, $1,000 worth it just in case.
Yeah. Like, and here's the thing. If that's the case, if he does have six figures making that, and he found 100 people that do feel that kind of shame and guilt, let me have those 100 people, and I'm sending him my shameless and guiltless course.
Yeah, exactly. Shameless and guiltless. I'm taking that course. I am taking that course. I really don't think a new generation feels shame or guilt.
Yeah.
They have embraced themselves so much.
And they notice it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know, don't TV shame me.
Hey, don't shame me.
Yeah.
Like,
don't shame me like that.
Yeah, don't shame me. I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm not shaming you. I'm just pointing out a fact.
Yeah.
You know, that you're a moron.
There's a video that went viral for this generation. They find a rotary phone.
No.
And they're trying to figure out how it worked, you know, like, what's that noise?
They really didn't know.
They didn't know. They're like, what's that noise? Yeah, they don't know. No, it's like,
oh yeah, yeah.
And they're like, well,
oh yeah, reset, there's no dial tone.
Reset, yeah. And they're pushing their fingers in the holes, trying to push.
Oh my gosh!
They
oh
don't
my gosh!
Understand?
That's so funny.
And it was kind of cute. And then I saw last night on HGTV, which I watch HGTV, not you know hot TV or whatever, hot mama TV.
That's what it's called. That's what HGTV
and they
is.
They were going into
hot guys TV,
mid-century modern house, yeah. And it hadn't been updated. It was a true mid-century. It wasn't modern. It's modern in mid-century.
It was modern in mid-century, but now yeah. It's just mid-century.
And there was a rotary phone on the wall.
Oh.
And had one of those cords that they looked at it and they went, whoa. They had their kid with them.
Yeah.
His name was Bo. He was like 9. And they said, Bo, you know what this is? And he looked at it and he went, no. And they picked the phone up and they walked over to the dishes. And so it went all across the kitchen. The phone, the
That's
cord
exactly
was
right.
That long.
That was long.
So that you could wash the dishes
yep.
and hold that phone on your shoulder
yeah.
and talk.
And you thought you were high class.
High
it.
Class citizen.
If you
girlfriend.
Had a phone cord that was 20 feet long.
Exactly.
You could buy phone cords 20 feet.
Yeah. Oh, easy. Yeah.
And because they were curly.
Yeah.
It could go.
Oh, yeah.
25 feet. And you just oh, yeah. felt like you were the bomb.
Hot. Yeah.
And then they went from that to cordless. Remember? And you had yeah. these long antennas.
Well, I was listening to D. Lemon last night.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he had one of his phones and he said, I never was lucky enough to have all the long cord, but I had the skinny cord. So I actually had to carry the whole phone. I had one of those
yeah.
long things.
Yeah.
I could carry that all the way around the
but
house.
You have to carry the whole phone with you.
Right. I could carry my whole phone with me. I could go anywhere I wanted in my house.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just so weird to think that kids, there will be some kids who will never ever have heard a dial tone
no,
their whole life.
Never.
Or
did you know when you shared your phone with like your neighbors and stuff? I forget what that was called. Like,
no,
I forget. But when I was growing up, like if we had to make a phone call, we had to pick it up really gently because party lines. That's what it's called.
Oh my gosh.
So
okay.
So that people might be on the other line.
Really?
And if you had to make an emergency call, you had to say sorry. You know, and if you had to listen, like, are they just chit chatting?
Right.
But this is an emergency call. And then they would hang up.
Oh my gosh.
And then you could call. I mean, an emergency like, hey, you needed some sugar to make your
yeah.
you know, cookie.
Did they have 911 back then?
No.
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 Did they have ambulances back then?
No. You did have ambulances that would pick up the dead.
Oh, okay.
I guess those were hearses.
Yeah. Or those just like after the fact, a
yeah,
little too late.
Not,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We never really.
Got it.
Yeah. If you didn't get there in time. You know,
exactly.
They did have the kind that pick you up if
yeah.
you didn't make it, but
yeah.
I don't remember the kind that like, oh, I broke my leg, and like, like with my parents, like, yeah, you bought that kid,
yeah.
Oh, you,
it'll
oh,
heal.
You're running and doing that. Well, you deserve a broken leg.
Yeah, like you were moving your body
yeah.
in a way that would cause you to break your body.
Yeah. I have a Mother's Day story that was kind of telling. I remember. That when I was a little kid, my mom used to always put me to sleep in my bed, and she would. I knew this was the routine, and she would wait till I was asleep, but I never was asleep.
Right,
I would just close my eyes, and she would just like quietly get out of bed, uh-huh. you know. And I was like, you know, what kind of life did you know, because we were in an upstairs bedroom, and I used to go, like, what kind of stuff did my parents do after she sneaks out of bed and goes downstairs, and I'm supposed to be sleeping?
Right.
I mean, eventually I did fall asleep.
Right.
But she always thought I fell asleep a lot sooner than I did.
Right, you faked it. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. But so one day, or one evening, I remember, like waiting an appropriate amount of time, and my mom had already snuck out of bed, and I was like tiptoeing. I got out of bed, tiptoeing into the hallway, go down the steps, and I could peek into the living room.
Uh-huh.
Just barely. They couldn't see me. And you know what they were doing, my parents?
Uh-uh.
They were eating Belly Bombers. They were eating Sliders. I'm like, what? This is what they do?
White Castles.
I go to bed starving.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they're having their fourth meal.
They made us eat like at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
because like we were in bed by 7.
Yeah,
you're like, what the hell?
I'm not even tired.
Yeah, but you were in bed.
You're like, and you're gonna wake
and
up
you
at
will
8.
Not get out of bed. So I was hungry, and so I go, dare I go down there? You know, so I kind of went down. I go, oh hi, you guys are eating.
Did
some
they share?
Hamburgers. And they, she went, get back up in bed. Get back up.
We're not going to even start this.
No.
You're not part of our...
Don't even go there.
Oh, my God. Did you smell them in the house?
Those Belly Bombers smelled so good down there.
There is nothing better than Belly Bombers or White Castles.
Yeah.
I mean, they're such an odd burger.
Yeah.
And they taste like Krispy Kreme donuts in the sense of this.
Yeah.
They're never... Yeah. They don't correlate truly to volume.
No.
They just kind of slide down.
They smell so good.
Yeah.
And they're just... Yeah, it's that I love that Sliders and Krispy Kreme donut. That
when they're hot. Oh my God,
that would be the perfect meal.
I know,
because those two things like totally
they don't feel like food.
No, it's not.
They
food.
Just they're just perfect little tastes of air.
Air, it's just air.
But you know,
I'm remembering another story about my mom too.
Yeah.
Right now, when I was like probably 6 or 7, my mom would always go girls with the girls and boys with the boys on the weekends. That's how it panned out. And it was kind of good for my mom because I was the only girl.
Right.
And
Grandpa had three boys.
I had 3 younger brothers.
Yeah.
And so he got, you know, left with them. And my mom and I, we'd always get in the bus and we'd go across the river.
Did you guys have a car? Or did you have one car?
No, we didn't have a car
this point. Nobody had cars at that point.
No, I think I got our first car, like I was in 5th grade or something like that. Yeah, something like that. So we would take the bus and we'd go across the Mississippi River and go to this big old terminal, you know, and we'd get off. And my mom would always, she'd go shopping, you know, go sail shopping, and we'd go see a movie. But once we were out of the terminal, there was this like strip club. It was called Burlesque in those days, a burlesque club. And we had to walk right past this club. And my mom would always bring this hat along for me. And I would have to wear this hat on the side of my head that covered my eyes so I could not see. And I always peeked.
Right.
But it was like there were always like big busted women, very, very, I mean, they were not naked.
Right.
But they were like scantily clad.
Right. Yeah.
But they always had like really high heels and real high hair.
Right.
And it was, you know, burlesque, you know.
How funny is that?
And so she'd make me not look as we passed by the building, and I could take my hat off whenever we were like sufficiently past enough that, oh, Christy can't see what that is, because God forbid I'd see it and want to be a stripper someday.
Yeah,
God forbid
I'd be a burlesque dancer.
God forbid I'd be on the pole.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they didn't even have poles in those days.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, so we would go some shopping, and then we'd always go see like a romantic, like a Rock Hudson, Doris Day type movie.
Yeah.
And that was okay.
Yeah.
My mom loved those movies. I never got them.
Yeah.
You know, but I kind of learned that that you had to be subservient to the men. When you said no, it always meant yes, eventually.
Eventually,
you know,
yeah.
You know, all those messages.
Yeah.
But my favorite part was that right at the very end when I had to, before we crossed over, you know, I had to put the hat on the other side of my head. But she would stop at Kresge's, which was like a kind of like a Walgreens or something, and they had they would make fresh caramel corn there, and like, and it was always so hot. And she'd get us a bag for the road, you know, to take over.
See, and you love caramel
and
corn.
And I love, and even to this day, I love caramel
because you connected
corn.
Caramel corn with the emotional connection you had with your mom.
I did.
Yeah.
And so it was like, here it was. I had to put in all this time. I didn't enjoy shopping. It always made me hot. I didn't like the show because I never got, I would rather be in like a Disney cartoon
right,
or something.
Right.
And but at the end, when we got that pop, that caramel corn, and we would walk back hand in hand, you know, past the burlesque place. I'd have to put the hat on the other side of my head and get on the bus. And we'd always go to the back of the bus because we wanted space to eat our popcorn.
Didn't want to share that.
Didn't want to share that smell good caramel corn, you know. So that's my memory of why I love caramel corn so much with my mama.
I think what's so interesting is that life expands no matter what. So like, you know, back in the day, it wasn't really a strip club. It was like burlesque, you know, and these were, you know, just bigger breasted women and, you know, maybe they had pasties or maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they weren't nude.
No.
They weren't topless.
No.
And then through expansion, because, you know, you would go to topless and now it's like full on nude, you know.
But it's a kind of interesting, though, of that experience.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't become a stripper, but I did become a popcorn shop owner.
Yes, you did. And you fantasize about being a stripper. And really, I mean, at some point, you really dive deep into that.
I did. You know what? When I was managing apartments, the owner of the apartments did buy a gentleman's club.
Yes.
Not a strip club. It was it was a gentleman's club that was served dinner, but the women were very scantily dressed. And she asked my husband and I, Normano, to manage that.
Oh, my God.
And it was... I said, well, I'm going to shut that shit down pretty fast.
Like, no, we're not doing that.
No.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our show, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you that much about my positive memories. So I'm just going to go and tell you how much I love you and that there are so many memories to count. Can't even count them. And, but you always made everything we had better. You know,
thank you.
No matter what it was, how little or more we had, it was always made better from you.
You're like, it's a special dinner tonight.
Yes, a special dinner. It was, you know, hey, we had milk and we had flour. Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Yay.
You can have biscuits and gravy.
Oh, hey, we got bologna and eggs. Hey, Mexican hat breakfast. Yeah, woohoo. Yeah, everything that happened to us, you made better just with your attitude.
Thank
and I
you.
Think... attitude's everything. And I love you a lot. And the one thing you always told me is that no matter what, our relationship is never on the chopping block.
Right.
Or the cutting board,
yes.
Whatever it is.
You said cutting board, I say chopping block.
People get the idea.
Yeah.
And I take it to heart that no matter what, the ups and downs that we have, and there are very few downs. It's always like in the middle of our day, we get a little crabby at each other.
Yeah.
You know, a little hangry, whatever. And you always shut that shit down too. You're always like, you know, oh, you just come across a little tippy.
Clippy.
Clippy. And I'm like, oh God.
Not that one.
This one. I can't win this one. And I always go, oh, I'm fine. And then you're going, are you being condescending? I'm not. I'm not being condescending either. I just want to be a way that you won't rag on me a day and tell me
I'm
clippy.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes.
I kind of want to say the word entails
is
not the word entrails.
Oh, sure.
Just want to say that for
I appreciate
people.
That. Thank you. So how was the show tonight, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.